If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know that feeling when you're in a conversation, but it feels like you're on totally different wavelengths? Like you're speaking different languages, even though you're both trying really hard? That's often a sign of lacking emotional intelligence. And trust me, this stuff matters, more than ever in our crazy world today. It's the key to better relationships, smoother communication, and navigating the ups and downs of life with grace, even when things get tough. So, buckle up because today we're diving into the power of emotional intelligence, how to become a master of your own emotions and truly connect with others. Think of this as your daily workout for mental fitness. We're going to build that inner strength and resilience, one episode at a time. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we unpack this. First off, emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice or having a big heart, although those things definitely help. It's about understanding your own emotions, knowing what triggers them, and managing them effectively. Think of it like training your emotional muscles. Ever seen a marathon runner? They don't just run, they train their body to handle the demands of that race. Same goes for our emotions. We need to practice recognizing and responding in healthy ways. Number 2. It's not all about you. Emotional intelligence involves truly listening to and understanding other people's feelings, even if you don't agree with them. It's about building empathy and seeing things from their perspective. Think of it like a mental dance. You need to be in sync with your partner to make the moves work. Third, emotional intelligence is a superpower. When you can manage your emotions effectively, you become more resilient in the face of stress and adversity. You're less likely to get caught up in negativity and more able to bounce back from setbacks. Imagine being that calm oasis in the middle of a chaotic storm. That's the power of emotional intelligence. Next up, this isn't some mystical thing you're born with. It's a skill you can develop and improve over time. Just like learning a new language or playing an instrument, it takes practice and dedication. The good news is, there are tons of resources out there to help you on your journey. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. Talking to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend can provide invaluable support as you work on developing your emotional intelligence. Remember, everyone struggles sometimes, and seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a dinner party with friends. You've been working all day, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. But when you arrive, someone starts talking about a topic that really gets under your skin. Your first instinct? Probably to get defensive or lash out, right? That's where emotional intelligence kicks in. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of frustration bubbling up inside. But instead of reacting impulsively, you choose to actively listen to what they have to say. You try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree. Maybe you find common ground, or maybe the conversation helps you understand their viewpoint better. Either way, by practicing emotional intelligence in that moment, you avoid a potential conflict and build stronger connections with your friends. So, remember these key takeaways. Emotional intelligence is all about understanding yourself and others, managing your emotions effectively, building empathy, and using those skills to navigate life's challenges with grace. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate the progress you make along the way. Ready to level up? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little emotional intelligence boost. Leave us a review and let us know what resonates with you. And as always, join me tomorrow for another daily workout for your mind, because mental fitness is a lifelong pursuit. Until then, keep striving for that stoic mindset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.